at a hardware store in Ottawa, Kansas, by police. Correspondent Heather Hollingsworth says the officers involved are on leave.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is going to review what happened, and the officers involved in the shooting have been placed on administrative leave. Police are indicating that this is all a matter of policy and is routine given police shootings.
IRN USA.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Bradley Dean. And Bradley, what are we going to be talking about today?
Well, what I'd like to talk about today, Stan, is who started the fires. And what we're seeing across the nation again, namely in Ferguson, Missouri, is the fact of the matter is that we're finding that provocateurs are being sent in to actually stir up domestic insurrection. As well as are we, Stan, finding out that there's not more than 50 conglomerated at a time. So here again we have the state-run media coming in actually creating the war. So we've heard it said before, you take the pictures, I'll create the war. Well, that's exactly what's going on in Ferguson as well.
I think you're absolutely right. I think it's such an important issue for our people to understand that the government sends in provocateurs to discredit a very legitimate a feeling on the part of people that this young man, whether he was a thug, whatever he did, you do not shoot somebody, an unarmed a young man, six times because you fear that he's going to get you. I mean, this just doesn't make any sense. So there was legitimate concern, and now they've discredited those people with the provocateurs, and it's a standard operating procedure with any episode such as this, that the government sends in provocateurs to commit all sorts of atrocities to discredit those who are legitimately concerned. Please go right ahead.
Well, it's interesting, too, because there's so much to cover on this particular topic, because we can see, again, history is repeating itself. We know that Stalin used to do this. We know that Adolf Hitler, who was famously renowned for doing this, sending forth his brown shirts to create the crime so he could come in as the savior, when in fact history shows us had the German people taken the mask off at the particular time, they would have known who was doing the creating of the crimes in that particular time. But they had found that it was actually Adolf Hitler that was responsible for creating the crimes. And again, friends, there's nothing new under the sun. As a matter of fact, Vladimir Lenin, who was a communist revolutionary, he was the one that said the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Now, before we start digging into this, I just want people to understand is once you begin to understand how the enemies work, you're going to see that there's nothing new under the sun. same methodologies because it's the same dangerous ideologies. They do the same thing. I don't care if it's 30 years ago, 60 years ago, 100 years ago. It's the same methodology, just a different face, maybe a different color skin, whatever the case might be, but it's all there. And totalitarianism is really what's behind all of this. And again, when I do tea parties across the country, I like to tell people, listen, if you can understand this one thing that I'm going to tell you next, you're going to learn how the enemy operates. They love to pull your hair. They love to smack your face. And then what they do is they cry victim while they are the ones that are in truth perpetuating the crimes. Again, they love to pull your hair. They love to smack your face. And then they cry victim while they perpetuate the crimes against you. That's exactly how they operate through every facet. So let me go on here. Again, Vladimir Lenin said the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. And what we find again in the center of Ferguson, Missouri, is that the provocateurs have been sent in to stir up domestic insurrection. There have been numerous reports that there are infiltrators in the middle of many of the protests, and we have seen the police stand down against actual lawbreakers while at the same time throwing flashbang grenades, firing tear gas, and rubber bullets at peaceful protesters. What kind of a government is that, friends? The government's purpose is to restrain men from sin, to enforce the laws of the land against crime, not to actually help and perpetuate the crimes. But now what's interesting about this, and I love this because I'm not giving you my opinion, I'm giving you history, and I'm also going to give you a quote from an individual that is a Ferguson resident. He said this. He came forward on video and stated, what they doing, this is what he said. He said, what they doing is bringing in the National Guards in today. He said, by next week, we will have St. Louis locked down. I'm trying to tell you all these protesters that they plant in these neighborhoods, they're going to plant them in Chesterfield. They're going to plant them in Clayton. They're going to plant them in Florissant. They're going to plant them in Hazelwood, he said. He goes on, they're going to have people standing out that's paid. He continued. Oh, by the way, just for some of you old timers, it's also interesting to note that when you go back, even back into the civil rights movement, it was actually J. Edgar Hoover who was actually bringing forth the smear campaign against Martin Luther King Jr. I sat down with Andrew Young, the one that was on the forefront with Martin Luther King for 3 hours in Atlanta a couple years back. And we found that it was actually, again, J. Edgar Hoover, the director for the Federal Bureau of Investigation, that was bringing forth the smear campaign against Martin Luther King Jr. and the whole civil rights movement because of his diabolical hatred, quote unquote, for Martin Luther King Jr. The smear campaign, the attacks, the harassment all came from J. Edgar Hoover. Again, it was our own doing it to our own friends. But I go back to Ferguson, Missouri. He said, they're going to have all the people standing outside that's paid. Now, this is a resident, friends. He continued, they're going to walk up to bums, paying them hundreds of dollars to stand and hold up a sign to say, free my people, or no fighting, or no shooting. He said, but that blank is propaganda. It's an agenda. They putting y'all in the hood, and in 3 days, it's going to be a big blank group of people around here. And the next thing you know, there's going to be some troops at the end of that light and some troops at the end of that light as well. They trying to do this so they can get into the cribs, into their homes, to violate them, to dismantle their constitutional sovereignties, friends. He goes on, it seems as if no matter how many times one tries to wake up the American people who are conspiring against us, say I, there are always going to be some people who will take a step back, namely the cowards who walk contrary to their own professed beliefs, and conservatives today don't want to stand up for the truth that they profess to hold on to. I'm going to bring about a correlation, friends. Hold on with me, line upon line, precept upon precept. I say, friends, that they love their freedom so much that they're not willing to fight for it, and I'm speaking of the conservatives of the day. They simply hold the truth in unrighteousness, Romans 1:18, but God forbid someone might call them names for standing up and actually standing for the freedoms that they enjoy on a daily basis. Also, more than that, you know that you will see these cowards fraternize at the sides of the enemies that they profess to stand against. Now, this is what I want people to understand. When people such as myself stand up and begin to explain what's really going on, because it's easy to see who's behind what's going on across the country. It seems to be without fail what you get from the left, as you call it. I expect that. But when it comes from the right, the conservatives that I'm now calling out, it kind of blows you back a little bit as to say, why is it that you don't understand what's going on here? Let me give you an example.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought, Bradley. We'll be back in a moment with Bradley D. Analyze what.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Dan, I guess this morning is Bradley Dean. Bradley, if you don't know him, is a minister who goes around to attend over 350 high schools talking to the audiences about what's really going on in the world from a Christian point of view. And so they go into great detail as to the spiritual nature of the battle in which we're engaged today. And so they go right ahead, Bradley. We're talking about how the government plants Asian provocateurs. And they planted them in Ferguson, Missouri. Go right ahead.
Yeah, and now what I'd like to do is I'd like to go back just a little bit, and then I'll get to what I was just talking about right before the last break there, concerning who attacks people like me for actually exposing what those that are responsible for the crimes and the provocateurs behind the scenes. I want to get to that in just a minute here. But before we do that, folks, let's just go back just a little bit, just again to reestablish what I was talking about. We were just talking about Ferguson, Missouri. And then I started to talk about Adolf Hitler. Well, interestingly enough, I wrote an article not too long ago where Mr. Mengele, Joseph Mengele, he was a German SS officer. He said, the more we do to you, the less you seem to believe that we are the ones doing it. Now, let me give you an example as to how they create the crimes. Around 100 BC, Rome had no fire department, and an army general politician, Marcus Licinius Crassus, established a personal firefighting force. So when a fire broke out, Crassus would arrive on the scene and proceed to bargain for the burning building and all surrounding structures until the owner would agree with his low price. And the more the fire burned, the less he would bargain. So what Crassus did is he went on to be known as one of the richest men in Rome and Roman history through his extortive measures. So the question is this one leads to ask, who's responsible for starting the fires? And again, friends, every time we see some national crisis, I lay to your candor. Every time we see some national crisis, why is it Columbine, 9/11, Oklahoma City bombing? I can go on and on and on and on. Why is it that the government is right there to ask you to give up your rights that hundreds of thousands of men and women fought, bled, and died to give you? Why would the government, the whole purpose of government, my friends, is to ensure your rights, said Thomas Jefferson, not to take them away. But again, through every national crisis that we have, almost without fail, I said almost without fail, we have the government right there asking you to give up your rights. I need you to think about that because that's very important. Because oftentimes, even let's even go over to the issue of terrorism, which I'll hit on in a couple minutes as well. Why is it that we see that terrorism, Stalin used terrorism, Adolf Hitler used terrorism, what we're seeing in America today is nothing but terrorism. We're seeing terrorism on a global scale. But I got a question for you, friends. Why is it governments across the globe are asking their people to give up their rights? Who are the terrorists? You have to ask the question, who makes gain by you giving up your rights? And again, the question is, friends, why would the government be asking you to give up your rights? So again, what I did is I wrote a column called Mass Shootings, Who Started the Fires, in which I mentioned a conservative by name only, of course. Again, now this is where I want to switch gears a little bit because I want you to understand that when I expose this kind of stuff, the first people that come after you are the handful. Again, you expect the left to do what they do, but when you start getting conservatives attacking you for actually exposing the truth of the matter, it seems like the conservatives get involved and say, this is crazy stuff. For example, this one guy, after I wrote this article, Mass Shooting, said this. Idiots like Bradley Dean are the reason the GOP made it a political issue, is going to be losing election after election. His paranoid rantings become tomorrow's talking points on Fox News. And then low information, this is what he said, and low information haters take to the internet to repeat what they read. He went on to say, the further right these traitors turn, the less relevant they become. So in other words, he's saying, I'm becoming more irrelevant by telling you the things that I'm telling you, when in fact, he's the one losing his rights in the process of what I'm trying to educate him as to what's going on and who's responsible for the crimes being committed. Now, it says in Hosea 4:6, people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And we can see on a daily basis in this country that this administration is lawless. Well, if you go back to Hosea 4:6, the Lord said, because you have forgotten my law, is what he said. That was the first thing. And keep in mind, too, our forefathers established a nation where when you read the Declaration of Independence, three-quarters of that documentation is 56 men, along with the Black Regiment, who threw off a king by the name of King George, who would not be ruled by God. Three-quarters of the documentation concerning Declaration of Independence are the usurpations of that king that, again, our forefathers said no to. They threw off the king because he would not be ruled by God's moral law. Friends, that is your history. And, again, when we come back to reality here, we can see that our forefathers would not be ruled by tyrants. They would only be ruled by God. That's why the flags that were flying were no king but King Jesus, and, of course, appeal to heaven. So here we are today. Either we're going to be ruled by God or we're going to be ruled by tyrants. And if we so choose to be ruled by tyrants, I want you to understand this is their methodology. So let me ask you, friends, what is it that needs to happen before America and the American people figure out who is responsible for the crimes committed against we the people? I just shared with you back in the 60s during the civil rights marches that we know that it was J. Edgar Hoover, director of the FBI, who was responsible for sending in provocateurs into the marches to disrupt Martin Luther King Jr. efforts to bring forth lawful change. We also know that J. Edgar Hoover was responsible for the media smear campaign against Dr. King and his movement. And what we also know is that no one believed it except those who were enduring the criminal harassment of the FBI back in the day, friends. And we also know, as I was talking about earlier, for example, that terrorism always works for government. Because, again, when a national crisis takes place, the government asks you to give up your rights. And why? Well, let's ask a former dictator, because Condoleezza Rice, under George W. Bush's administration, said this of Joseph Stalin. Listen carefully. She said, the system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Friends, I have a question for you. If we have a terrorism problem in this country, why is your government trying to disarm you? Why are they attacking the militia, which is every male between the ages of 17 and 44 years old, read the Constitution. Militia works with governments to actually stop invasion or domestic insurrection, friends. They're not at odds with one another. And we need to keep in mind that government is an extension of we the people, because we the people are the government in this country. And we're not set against our own Constitution. We also know that Henry Kissinger said that those that don't agree with the New World Order, interestingly enough, are the terrorists. We also know that we can go back to George Bush Sr., and he was the one that was calling for a New World Order over 202 times from the presidential pulpit. And he was the man that said, out of chaos, can we create a New World Order? And we're seeing this on a global scale now, friends. And again, if we go back to the system, how they systematically dismantle government, well, we're seeing history being repeated right in front of our faces.
And I think one of the points that Bradley made was so important, and that is that certainly there would be episodes where, and Ferguson, where the people would be in the stores looting, and of course, the police did absolutely nothing about it. And yet there'd be other areas where people were certainly gathered together peacefully, and they'd be throwing, the police be throwing in flashbang grenades and using rubber bullets. Why would they ignore the looting and go after the peaceful demonstrators? It's because they were ordered not to intervene, because those were the provocateurs. Go right ahead.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, Stan, I just had a friend, Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost, who interviewed a pastor from Ferguson, Missouri. And when he had called him, he was kind of shocked, because the state-run media, once they found out that Mr. Brown was the aggressor and the cop was actually defending himself, all of a sudden the state-run media, they packed up and they left, because it didn't work for their propaganda, didn't work for their agenda any longer. He also told me that the pastor told him that the Ferguson that's on the news and that the Ferguson, Missouri that he lives in, he said they're two different stories. He said he just had a pool party at his house during these supposed riots that were taking place in Ferguson, Missouri. He said also that there was no more than 50 people gathered together at one time. So it shows you the state-run media making it out to be a lot bigger than what it really was. But going back to the pastor, it was the pastor that said he had a pool party at his home, where he is a pastor of an interracial church, where half the pool party was black and the other half were white. He said it was a beautiful thing. See, this is how it's done, friends. Almost every time that I'm on my radio show or I'm doing an interview, I always want people to understand that the state-run media, who have less than a 21% approval rating, they don't know how to tell the truth, friends. And that would be another issue, because I could give, I could ask a census right now, take a census right now, consensus, and ask the American people, how many believe what the media reports? Hardly anybody believes it. But yet when a Ferguson, Missouri comes along, all of a sudden people start getting afraid again. Then you got to step back and ask the question, well, I thought you said you didn't believe what the state-run media had to say. The state-run media loves to push fear. And I want to tell you why they push fear, friends. It's just like Congressman McDermott said after 9/11 concerning the color gauge. He said the reason they use the color gauge, and it's always at its highest color for the most part, is, he said, because the government can get the people to do anything with the use of fear. See, now, friends, I like to go back to Dietrich Bonhoeffer, and he was right when he said either you're going to fear the face of God or you're going to fear the face of man. He said, he who fears the face of God doesn't fear the face of man, but he who fears the face of man doesn't fear the face of God. There's the diabolical fear and there's a filial fear. We need to walk in the fear of the Lord, and we need to ask the Lord for an anointing to see what is just and what is unjust. It's the whole church's purpose is to make distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled. And here we have conservatives. Here we have the professed church in America actually taking aim at those that are actually telling them the truth. You know, and it's also interesting that for those that did not know, going back to Adolf Hitler again, talking on the topic of terror and provocateurs, for those that didn't know, Hitler's youth were the church groups in Germany. And people also need to understand that Adolf Hitler, when he first came in, people laughed at him. He had less than a 3% approval rating. And once he got into power, what he did is he started to kill off his political opposition. And then what he did is he started overthrowing. He started dismantling. Then he attacked his own Reichstag. And they didn't figure that out until after the fact. And then what was interesting, it took him 6 years to actually change the German Constitution, to tear it down. And then he came up with something called Fatherland Security, where it was his DHS of the day, Homeland Security. And what did he do? He started to use his own police force against his own people. Now, we also know that the DHS in America is also called those that don't agree with this criminal administration that, hey, for the most part, you're terrorists, and this is nothing new under the sun again. So if the American people are trying to figure out why that you're at the end of the finger of a criminal administration, well, again, I would just ask you the question, go back and not too long ago, we've seen that we were attacked and all this other stuff is taking place, and we have school shootings, we have theater shootings, and every single time this happens, friends, what are they doing? They're asking you to give up your rights. They're asking you to give up your right to bear arms. And that's what I think is the most telling about what's going on in our country today is the fact of the matter is, why would they be asking us to give up our rights? Why are we the ones that are under attack? Because you have to look at the global initiative that's taking place, friends. And I'd also say when we see what's going on in America today, it doesn't take a genius to figure out when you have an administration calling for the murder of the innocent in the womb over 241 times, I don't know how anybody in America could actually feel safe. You know, but again, if we go back and see who's responsible for that, that's another topic. You know, Christians in America, they say that they love God so much, but yet we see very little obedience to the God they say they love. So what we need to do is get back to the issues, friends, and actually take God for his word, because God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Again, another topic. But going back to my point, friends, the conservatives that commented on my column, what he did is he strained at the gnat while he swallows the camel because he refuses to see the truth. And, of course, I'm highlighting the squeaky wheel here, 99% of those responses that were actually on my article, Who is Starting the Fire, were a positive, of course.
Hold that thought, Doc. Yes, it is. Bradley Dean, his point is very well made. Be back in a moment.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Elizabeth Locker Plan and Elizabeth reminds our listeners that the drug problem is well documented. We know our kids will be approached at early ages. We want to applaud the youngsters in our community who have had the strength to say no to drugs. They provide examples to their peers and families to be the best they can be. That's from Elizabeth Locker Plan, located at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth, serving our area since 1943 and specializing in naturalized aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. Call 303-688-2240. That's 303-688-2240.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed, custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Hello, good morning. It's Dr. Stan here at the American Student Network. Our guest is Bradley Dean. Before we go on, I'm going to ask Bradley to tell our listeners how they can get to his website, how they get to his information, how they can get to his radio programs. Bradley is doing a great job of getting information out across America that you're not going to hear elsewhere. So right ahead, Bradley.
Well, if you'd like to check us out on the radio, we're on 6 days a week, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com on Saturdays from 2 to 4, weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you'd like to see what we've done in public high schools across the country, you can go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com. Interestingly enough, Stan, a side note, I had a group from Oregon come out to my house just on Saturday. And they did a 4.5-hour interview concerning the homosexual issue. And they were all college students, great kids. But the point of the point that I'm trying to make here is the fact that to the degree that they're dummied down amazes me to no end. It seems like when you do high schools, there's still some hope. But when you get into the colleges, it seems that they have taken on an attitude where they think they know more than anybody else does. But it took me 4.5 hours to convince these people where people were saying to me, Bradley, that's your opinion. That's your opinion. And I had said back to them, just like I say to the listeners today, it's not my opinion. It's history. And I'm never giving you my opinion. But if you want my opinion, I'll give you my opinion. And what I want to tell people is you have to study history. Because once you study history, you're going to see what's going on in this country as it being repeated. And it's being repeated because people don't learn from history. And what's interesting in America concerning all these topics, that were the whole plethora of topics, is the fact that when we look at history, people say, well, you know, what happened in Hitler's day, that could never happen in our day. Well, the fact of the matter is, friends, it is happening in our day because we didn't go back and study as how it happened to them because 80 million people were deceived in that particular situation, namely Hitler. And why would we think that it couldn't happen to us today when, in fact, friends, it is happening? Our forefathers told us to study the past, study the past, study the past. Jeremiah 6:16 says, go back to the old past, and that's exactly what we have to do. But we can see that the people said they would not return to the Lord. That's America's issue right there. Because once we get back to the things of God, things are going to clear up. We're going to begin to see what's going on clearly because the Lord promised in Revelation 3 that he would anoint our eyes to see. And that's exactly where we need to go, is to the foot of the cross where Jesus Christ will anoint us by his Holy Spirit. So anyways, in saying that, if I can give you a couple more examples concerning what's going on in our country from none other than Vladimir Lenin. By the way, friends, I want you to understand that what we see in America, too, just to kind of highlight and to interject this into our train of thought here, is we see socialism on the rise. People don't realize that socialists are used by communists to implement a totalitarian government. And history shows us that when socialists make the way for the communists, the first thing the communists do when they get into power is actually kill off the socialist opposition. They say to the socialists that made way for them as a political battering ram, well, if you'd betray your own people, you'd betray us too, so they end up killing them. So it's also interesting to note, friends, that when God said, I'd rather have you hot or cold, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of your mouth. We, again, need to understand there is no gray in Scripture, and there is no gray in freedom either, friends. It's either black and white. Either we walk in the light or we walk in the darkness. There is no in-between. Vladimir Lenin said this. He said, we can, concerning the hate and division that we're seeing perpetuated against the American people by this administration, Vladimir Lenin said back in the 30s, he said, we can and must write a language which sows among the masses hate, revulsion, and scorn towards those who disagree with us. We can see this all the way from the ACLU to the SPLC. We can see it's Saul Alinsky's tactic. Again, they're all copying each other through and through concerning all of their methodologies. And that also helps you understand why we have an Al Sharpton, a Jesse Jackson, why these people are race baiting. We also know that Trotsky, Leon Trotsky, again, going back to the Stalin regime, who at length was killed by Stalin because he began to understand what he was dealing with. But it was interesting that he was the one that was responsible. After doing research, we found that he was responsible for the word racism. And the word was created to basically use against those that disagreed with their ideologies. And again, friends, nothing new under the sun. Now, I know over the last 40 minutes we've spent time on just, you know, kind of exposing what's going on in America. But I also want to turn it to a positive, and I want people to understand that evil, my friends, is powerless if the good are unafraid. I'll say it again. Evil is powerless if the good are unafraid. And again, friends, in this country, we don't take counsel from our fears. We see the state-run media inundating the American people with fear, which is completely counter to the spirit of this country. The patriots walk in the spirit of bravery and valor, friends, not in fear. And again, we take not counsel from our fears, friends, because we fear the face of God. And it was also the Lord that exposed those that were his and those that were not his. He said, I have not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Let me give you a little history really quick. I want you to imagine with me for a moment if George Washington, John Adams, and Thomas Jefferson never existed. Or imagine a history without Abraham, Moses, King David, or the King of Kings, Jesus Christ himself, which, by the way, he is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is a man of war. The question that I have for you is, where would history be if these men didn't exhibit leadership with courage and sacrifice on the behalf of the people that they sacrificed on the behalf of, namely us? Where would we be if they had not loved both seen and unseen, resulting in now having both natural and spiritual freedoms throughout the world? America, we are called the light of the world for a reason. I can tell you what it would be like for us today if it wasn't for these men. We would all be slaves to tyranny in every form. When you get a minute, read Hebrews 11. We can also see from the history that they wrote that the evils they faced were powerless over their endeavors because they had their eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of their faith, Hebrews 12:2, who said that he did not again give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind, 2 Timothy 1:7. Jesus Christ, the author of our faith, also promised that he would make them more than conquerors through them that loved him, Romans 8:37, gave the power of all the works of the enemy to the church. In other words, he gave all power to the church over the works of the enemy, Luke 10:19. And he also promised that he would be an enemy unto all of their enemies and an adversary unto all of their adversaries, Exodus 23:22. And this is what I love more than anything. Friends, you can find nowhere in Scripture. Let me reiterate that. You can find Scripture in Scripture nowhere where God failed a faithful man or a faithful woman, either in life or death. You know, the author answered King David, his name is Jesus Christ, in his distress by saying, when David was crying out against, you know, his fears, the author answered by saying, the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointing, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. But he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Psalm 2:5. Now, friends, when I read Scripture, I don't know if it's just me or not, but I can't see where, again, God ever failed his church. We also know from history that God has always given to the church what they are willing to fight for.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Bradley. We'll be back in a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, Give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear Up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, one of our founding fathers said, men will either be ruled by God or they'll be ruled by tyrants. Men will either be ruled by God or ruled by tyrants. In other words, basically, the only way that you can be free is to limit the power of government and have people rule themselves. And people have to act responsibly and morally and be answerable to God. If not, why, you're going to have an all-powerful government that can regulate every aspect of life. Is it the only way so that you can keep terrible things from happening? Because people will do the wrong thing. You'll find more and more crime. And that's exactly what we're finding today, ladies and gentlemen. We have more people in prison per capita here in the United States than any other place in the world. Why? Because they intentionally, maliciously, and purposely took God and prayer and morality out of our schools. They knew exactly what they were doing. And where is the outcry from the church? Why, it's deafening and it's silent. Because they've infiltrated our churches, ladies and gentlemen, and they've infiltrated our seminaries. And most of our ministers are afraid to speak out. Those who do, they will target. This has happened time and again to people who listen to our programs and have had the courage to speak out. I mean, they've targeted our guest this morning, Bradley Dean, for criticism because of what he is doing. And we've seen this time and time again. I know this is what they did with Pastor Billy Crone. They tried to get him out of his church. Fortunately, he had enough support from his parishioners why they were unable to do this. But this is happening all across America. You have a minister who's willing to speak out and is right about what's going on, he will be targeted. Bradley, go right ahead.
You know, I want to, again, Stan, it's important people understand their enemy really quick, and I want to get back to this discourse. But the fact of the matter is one of the Solomonsky tactics, one of the communistic tactics, is always to get the people to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. We know that concerning organizations that we deal with, the atheists, the homosexuals, the anti-American organizations, communism, so on and so forth. We know that these organizations, well, they rally together about 1.7% of the population. So when we do the math and we find out that there's 312 million people, what are the 312 million people? And then you take 78% of the population of that 312 million people that profess that they're Christians. I got a question for the Christians in America. What are you running from? To the conservatives, all one and the same, patriots, Christians, so on and so forth, all derived from the Christ, the salt of the world, the light of men. What are you running from? Just this last week, I got a little curious concerning this very topic, okay? I want you to understand that I went to three organizations that the conservatives take their attacks and then they blow them out into the wind to put the fear of these organizations into the people. Freedom from Religion, Right Wing Watch, Media Matters. We know Media Matters. And many of these organizations are funded by an international criminal by the name of George Soros. Friends, I went online to see those that were attacking me. I wanted to see their support groups. Friends, they don't have support groups. What they do is it's the illusion that they're a lot bigger than what they really are. I went to Right Wing Watch just this last week, friends. You know what I found out? They had 362 followers. Let me say that again. 312 million people in this country, they had 326, is that what I said? No, I'm sorry, 362 people following them. Now, again, do the math. How does this make sense? The state-run media gets into these topics, friends, and then they blow them way out of proportion, and then the conservative gets afraid. The conservative picks up the news, he blows it out to his friends, and then all the conservatives and all the Christians and all the patriots pick it up, and then they stand down and say, oh my gosh, we can't stand up against them guys. Friends, you have God on your side, number one. Number two, you have law on your side in this country. I have another question for you, friends, and I already said it, but I already asked it. I'm sorry. What are you running from? These people do not have the support. I went to another one. One had 27,000 followers. This organization has been around forever. They had less than 300 people following them. So what we've also found, let me give you a case in point. Last year we had our booth set up at the state fair in Minnesota. The first thing the state-run media did was attack my ministry, but it wasn't the enemy's purpose to actually promote my ministry, in which he did at length. I say that not to be facetious, cocky, or proud. I'm very confident in what the things that God does, that he's behind them. When we got to our state fair booth, we're out there for 12 days, WCCO News, Channel 4 in Minnesota here, targeted my ministry instantly. They said that there was homosexual protest at the state fair around my booth. The cameras went over to my booth, and they said, they asked the question, where are the protesters? Those that were working the booth asked the question to the news reporter, what are you talking about? Well, we just received a phone call that you are actually being protested by the homosexuals, and you're a hate group. And we said, we kind of chuckled it up and said, really? We're a hate group now, huh? Are you talking about SPLC? That's another topic. We exposed SPLC for what they are. They are the hate group. So what we did is the state-run media put us on the headline news. Friends, what they didn't realize is every time we're attacked, we have everything filmed. And what they also don't realize is we do our homework instantly. We went back. We found out the person that actually made the complaint. One person called WCCO. See, they're looking for them, friends. Once we found out who it was, we went and did some homework on him, went to his website. Friends, he had five friends. He put on their protest, Bradley Dean. Found out he worked with the George Soros outlet. He told the news reporter that he actually worked at the Minnesota State Fair. We called the Minnesota State Fair. The Minnesota State Fair said, we have no such employee. We also found out that the Minnesota State Fair was very happy that we were a part of their program, in which millions of people go through there and see our booth. Now, friends, this is how they operate. I cannot reiterate this over and over. So it's incredible to me. Even just, was it last week in Georgia? We found out that the atheist attacked the kids in Georgia. And what was interesting about that is the attack came from some unknown source. The atheists, Freedom from Religion, who have no credibility whatsoever, went after the football team and the coaches for praying on the field, which, by the way, is none of their business.
Hey, we're out of time, Bradley. God bless you. Thanks for a wonderful, wonderful program.
Thank you.
Back in a moment about running the program.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Faith of the City, is primarily listener-supported. We need your help so we can maintain our network of stations where 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, we are trying to bring people an understanding of what's really going on. So not very many people on the other side, but they are demonically motivated, and they're very well organized. And they control the media, they control the major banks, they control the major corporations, and they control certainly the educational system. They have their people planted certainly within our churches. And this is why so many of our ministers talk about, oh, God loves you, everything's fine, everybody's going to heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not true. I mean, the story, if you certainly read the Bible, wide is the gate, you know, but of course it leads to hell. Narrow is the way, and very few are going to get into heaven because they are not worshiping the Lord. And our job is to get as many people to understand what's going on as we possibly can. And if you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We hope that, of course, you'll tell others about our program and get them to listen to our morning program or certainly our afternoon or evening program. You go to our website, it's radioliberty.com. You can find out where the various stations are. And, of course, there's shortwave and there's AM stations and FM stations. But, of course, the best and most convenient way to get us is on the Internet. And go to our website. RadioLiberty.com, that's RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our programs there 4 hours a day live, 24 hours a day archived, and help us get the information out as far and wide as we can. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you haven't read the book, The New Media Monopoly, written by a left-wing professor, about how the media in the United States is controlled, you need to get it. Of course, he thinks the right wing controls the media.